Michael Kozlowski is accused of negligent operation of a motor vehicle in the deaths of five people aboard the bus and for the injuries to 28 others. Eau Claire County District Attorney Rich White says Kozlowski fell asleep and lost control of his semi after it drifted into a ditch and landed on its side across Interstate 94 as he tried to get it under control. White says Kozlowski's driving pattern that night did not show he pulled over to urinate, as he said. Rather, White says the driver was short on sleep because he'd partied in Indiana after a long haul the night before the accident.
Rushing back to get to a party, closing the bar after drinking all night, and still going for more when you knew you had to drive at 8 o'clock at night. And not just drive a little bit, but he's got to drive through the night, through four states.
Defense Attorney Earl Gray says Kozlowski should not have pulled off the road the way he did, but it was not because of fatigue and not criminal negligence. Instead, Gray blamed a 78-year-old bus driver who died in the accident for not being able to stop before he hit the overturned semi.
What are they doing? And in fact, the school district, what are they doing when they decide to drive all the way back from Whitewater without even a rest break? When they use a bus that has bad brakes, and the bus driver chooses to not wear his glasses.
There was conflicting testimony as to whether bus driver Paul Rasmus had time to stop after he saw the semi lying across the interstate. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.